All right, so we do this from time to time, maybe once a month or once every 6 weeks, where we find a conversation that we find to be funny, and we slow her down, just slow it down. Inevitably, it seems like that we are in the middle of some form of animal talk. I don't know why that is. I have no idea why animal talk makes it end up being funny, but this is no different. But this doesn't involve the garden variety animal. This involves the roach.
Okay.
The hated, the dreaded, the awful roach.
An animal that nobody likes.
No. Like, you can find people that like rats, right? Tons of people have, like, snakes.
They have pet snakes and pet rats.
Yes.
Snake!
Hey, they perform science tests on rats.
I mean, that's one way to look at it.
Well, they do. That shows the usefulness, or some usefulness, for the rat.
Of the rat. For the roach?
The roach has none.
No, it's just a disgusting creature. So we got caught up talking roach talk, and we thought it was funny, so we backed it up a little bit, and here is the stoned-out hardline.
And you know my deal with roaches.
Mm-hmm.
I can't handle them. Like, that's it. For me, I don't have a fear of hardly anything out there except...
You take rats over roaches?
Except for the roach.
Because they can fly into your mouth.
Yes. And your butt.
What? Yes.
But
get out of here, roach.
I've had multiple pass out incidents with the roach. The most notable one being when the flying one flew up my shorts and I teabagged him.
And he died.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that kills roaches are your nuts.
Yeah.
You like it when they move aggressively toward you, like they're in attack mode?
What do you think?
I would think that would freak you out a little bit.
Like, I'm not kidding you guys. I scream like a little schoolgirl.
See this.
Its
wings open up and start hopping.
It's like George Costanza when the fire happened at that party. He knocks over all the old women to get out.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I would do. I'm screaming and running. And you know what?
Ever seen one in your house?
I pay like $10,000 a month to keep them out.
But I mean, have you seen one in your house since you live there?
Oh yeah.
God.
And what do you do? You get your wife to handle it?
No, I mean, I'll go get a shoe and I'll take care of business, but I don't like it. What good do they do, the community? You know, like snakes?
Mm-hmm.
They're awesome. They help out. I understand the snake. Dude, I mean, I'll throw a
snake.
Do they eat anything?
Why in your mouth?
What do they eat?
I think they help with breaking down poop and making it better for the soil.
God.
They eat poop.
No, they don't eat poop.
They live in poop.
I picture like Ty's in the kitchen. You know, like we're all sitting around the campfire or whatever and the fireplace, and Ty's just kind of mixing up a drink in the kitchen and kind of leans in.
Just kind of half listening
to
the conversation.
A little bit.
Even
they fly in your mouth just to let you know how bad things could be.
Even worse. They live in poop.
I'm reading cockroach feeding has the effect of releasing the nitrogen in feces when that then gets into the soil and is used by plants.
They poop and the plants benefit from it.
I had a taco one time and it had a chicken foot in it.
On an unrelated note.
As long as we're telling restaurant stories about bad things that have happened.
Was this at a low rent? Like,
it wasn't a bad place. You know, but it wasn't like
a chicken foot.
It wasn't Javier's.
A whole foot?
It had like a foot. And it was, yeah, the chicken.
This is a fast taco joint.
No. This was a place that you get chicken tacos at, or they serve them.
And it had a chicken foot.
Yeah, I bit into it, and I was, what's that in my mouth? And I looked, I don't know, it's a little chicken foot.
Did you go tell them?
No, I just threw it in the trash and just kept eating.
Does Hagar have a bed called chicken foot?
I mean, why wouldn't you go
foot? Whatever.
Dude.
Come on.
I will launch a lawsuit if I find a hair in my food.
I mean, the hair's different, but look, this is a part of the chicken.
Yeah. That's not supposed to be there.
You're eating chicken tacos. So parts of the chicken are going to be in there.
You might run across a beak. Or a foot.
I'm telling you, why do we eat meat?
Or an anus?
Or a pecker?
You can't say that.
Yeah, you can. It's another word for beak.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
I said beak, so that was redundant.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
Redundant, but
sorry, I was going the other direction.
Oh, no.
Well, there God. You go.
Wow.
I had a taco one time, and it had a chicken foot in it.
Man, I'm telling you, there was one sequence in there where I sound like I switched from alcohol to weed just to straight black tar heroin.
I know.
How is that possible?
Oh, how has this thing lasted all this time?
No. What if that's what we really sound like to people?
Oh, man. Then they are crying in their car right now.
All right.
Damn. There you go.
There you go. You wanted it, you got it.